As coronavirus cases continue rising in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is dismissing calls for a statewide order requiring people to wear face masks. That's led several counties to pass their own face mask ordinances to prevent the virus from spreading. But those moves are not without pushback. I'm Robbie Gaffney. The state has been setting daily records for the sheer number of new coronavirus cases. This week, more than 25,000 cases were reported to the Florida Department of Health. It's causing Florida Democratic lawmakers to call for a statewide order requiring people to wear face masks. Tampa Democratic Senator Janet Cruz.
I can't even believe that we have this conversation in this state.
But Governor Ron DeSantis says ordering people statewide to wear masks might backfire.
When you attach criminal penalties for something, you got to enforce it. And the question is, in some of the parts of Florida, is that really a good use of resources? So I've encouraged the locals to fashion those policies that fit their communities.
And that's what they've been doing. Counties across the state are passing ordinances requiring people to wear face masks. That includes Pinellas, Pasco, Palm Beach, and Leon County. But those ordinances are causing some people, like Leon County GOP Chairman Evan Power, to file an emergency injunction against them.
We're exposing people who have medical issues who won't wear a mask, subject to ridicule for people who will try to pressure them, and then they'll have to explain why they're not wearing a mask to law enforcement.
Power says while there's a lot of exemptions, he's concerned the ordinance won't be enforced evenly throughout the county.
And I think that it creates an environment that's not about the safety and health of our residents, but rather than trying to drive revenue through punitive measures.
Clermont Republican Representative Anthony Sabatini is also filing a lawsuit against Orange County for its mask ordinance. So far, neither Sabatini or Power's legal proceedings have affected county ordinances. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.